This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. President Vladimir Putin delivered his annual State of the Nation address Wednesday as Russia faces a crisis in ties with the West and protests in support of his imprisoned critic Alexei Navalny. Tensions between Moscow and the West have soared in recent weeks over Navalny, a Russian troop buildup on Ukraine's borders, and a series of spy scandals. Putin said he hopes, quote, no one will think of crossing the red line in relation to Russia, end quote. As for the coronavirus pandemic, he said, quote, vaccination is now of paramount importance to allow herd immunity to develop in the fall, end quote. Russia was the first country to register a coronavirus vaccine, and it has been among the hardest hit by COVID-19. Chad woke up to an uncertain future Wednesday as the son of slain President Idriss Deby took charge following the death of his father, who had ruled the country with an iron fist for three decades. The presidency moved swiftly to put the reins of power in the hands of General Mahama Idriss Deby and tear up Chad's constitution, establishing a transition charter. It lays out a new basic law for the desert country of 16 million people. The new charter, issued Wednesday, proclaimed the 37-year-old career soldier, like his father, will, quote, occupy the functions of the president of the republic, end quote, and also serve as head of the armed forces. Mahamat had already been named the head of a military council Tuesday, soon after the announcement of Deby's death in combat, a move that sidelined other political institutions in Chad and has been branded a coup d'etat by opposition groups. The elder Deby was an important Western ally in the fight against Islamist militants in Africa. From Washington via remote, this is VOA News.